So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back, Happy Hour listeners. It's great to be back this week with you all, and it's even better to be back with my girl, Michelle.
Ooh, round two. Let's go.
Round two. You crushed it last week. I have to say, my mom will always listen to the episodes, and then she'll, of course, text me, and she's like, I love having Michelle. I love the two Minnesota girls on it. I'm like, Mom, so do I.
We need to get our moms together because my mom does the exact same thing. And it's like this little family unit now. So
I know. Hey, it's so special.
Get a group chat going.
We actually should. Actually, I will set that up right after this recording. And yes, the next time I'm back in Minnesota after the tour, we will definitely have you over for a good old cookout Minnesota style.
Let's do it. Okay, Becca, so you have to give me an update. We talked a little bit about this last time. But Bachelor Live on Stage, where are you headed? How is it going? How do you feel like the fans are responding to all of this?
So right now we're currently in Baltimore, and it's been such a wild ride. Like I said last week, it's such a blast. It's been so fun. We just wrapped up the Midwest section of the tour, and so now we're on to the East Coast. We'll be here for a couple weeks. Have you met Justin Glaze? He's our current Bachelor of the Week. He was on.
Not in person. It always gets so cloudy of like who I've actually met in person, because I feel like when you're in this world, you get to know people, or you know who they are, you know so much about them, but you've actually never met them in person.
Yep. So and especially you'll learn too as you do the podcast, like we have so many fun people on here that once you actually meet them in real life, you're like, wait, I already know you, but I didn't physically meet you. So there's so many of us. Let's just say that. There's so many of us. It's such a blur. But yeah, so Justin is our current Bachelor. He is crushing it. He is a natural on stage, like so much fun. It's going to be a good week.
Justin.
Yeah, we've had some fun guests. Last night we were in Boston. Chris Rock actually performed the same time as us, right next stage. And so at one point I walked outside before the show started and there was a ton of paparazzi. And I'm like, okay, I know you're not here for Bachelor Live on Stage. What's going on? And then I turned the corner and, you know, Chris Rock is flashing in lights on the marquee. I was like, this makes sense. But yeah, tour's going well. But Michelle, you have been crushing it lately. You've been doing so many speaking appearances, it seems like. How has that been going?
It's been such a whirlwind as well, a stressful whirlwind, but it's like this, you know, the situation where I'm super uncomfortable. There's so much going on because there's so many new things, but it's exactly where I want to be. And so I've been able to speak at several events for the Women's Final Four that's in Minnesota. And it's been really cool to just be able to connect, empower women, kind of get into that motivational, inspirational speaking world. And yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been living in nerves for the last week.
Well, I truly, kudos to you. I commend you for just everything that you're doing right now. I don't know how you even have a moment of free time in your schedule between teaching, this podcast, all of your appearances. You are seriously killing it. And I'm so proud watching you. It's been so fun to follow along.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's really nice to, you know, be able to do that because it's something that I'm really passionate about, of just, you know, speaking inspiration, but then working in like that whole education world. And so it's been pretty cool. It's exactly where I kind of wanted to be. And so I'm excited to see where I can go with it.
Well, you know, on your season, you kept saying you wanted to change the world. And I feel like you're doing that.
There we go. Yeah, we're working our way, you know, one day at a time. I don't think I've slept in like 32 hours. No joke. I'm so tired, but...
Well, you look incredible. You don't look like you haven't slept. Also, speaking of just being busy, I mean, obviously you're a fiance. And I want to ask you, because I obviously follow all of the guys on Instagram, and we know that it was Mr. Rodney's birthday the other week.
Birthday.
The dirty 30. And Nate was there. How was that trip for him?
I mean, that trip, I feel like, has been in the works for so long to the point, like, by the time the weekend actually rolled around, the amount of times that I had already heard about Rodney's Dirty 30, I thought it already happened. Everyone seemed just so excited about it. I mean, what better person to rally around? Rodney's so much fun. He's such a sweet person, such an authentic person. Him and Nate are just incredibly close too. And so the fact that like all the boys, they went to San Diego, it seems like for the most part, they all stayed out of trouble, which is good.
Likely story.
They're all alive. They are all kicking. And I guess that's all we can ask from boys' weekends.
Wait, okay. I know every time anyone gets together in this world, things always go down. Is there any tea that you learned from this trip? Give us something good. There had to have been something.
Oh my gosh. I was fearful that you're going to ask me this, but not because I have like a juicy answer, is because I almost don't have a juicy answer, because they just truly, it was like a drama-free weekend. Like all the guys, they, you know, when you're on the TV show and there's just, you're not really sure like who gets along with who and, you know, but like they actually just genuinely enjoyed each other's company. Clearly, because I feel like anytime I go on Instagram, I'm still like seeing Rodney's birthday. Like everybody is posting about it constantly.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, maybe next year we can invite the fiancés, but it's okay. I don't need to throw any shade quite yet. But no, I don't have any gossip. I don't have anything like that. I mean,
well, Rodney will be our bachelor next week, and so I'm going to get some dirt out of him. I know it, because I not only was it guys, but there were girls from the most recent season. Yeah. I was like, I know someone's hooking up with someone, so I'm going to get the tea, and I will spill it next week. Actually, yeah, I won't. I will
like,
keep it with
me. I feel
me.
Like you might be able to get Rodney to crack, you know? But also at the same time, I feel like, you know, the guys, I've been seeing so many pictures of Rodney. I mean, one thing about Rodney is he is an early bird. Like, he goes to bed early. And so,
man after my own heart.
He falls asleep. Like, you could be in the middle of a party, middle of a concert, and he'll fall asleep. The man will fall asleep. And then you'll tap him to wake up, and then he'll start dancing and get back in the, you know, the vibes. And then he's knocked out 2 seconds later. you know.
Hey, it's his party. He can do what he wants Rod. To.
Hey, he does that party, his party or not.
Oh, I love it. Well, it looked like such an absolute blast. Yeah, next time, we got to be invited, Michelle.
100%.
Or we're just going to show up and make our own damn party.
This was a freebie. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Well, speaking of fun times to be had, we have two incredible guests coming on very shortly. They're huge Bachelor fans. They have their own wonderful podcast. If you haven't heard of it, it is Chicks in the Office. Go check it out because they are an absolute hoot. They have a lot to say about this franchise, and we cannot wait to have them on to get all of their hot takes, you know, on all things Bachelor Nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's just bring on Rhea and Fran from Chicks in the Office. All right. Well, Fran, Rhea, Chicks in the Office in the house. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We're so excited.
Yeah, it's such a
we feel so officially back.
I know. I feel so excited to be here and so happy to see you guys. Yeah. So thanks for having us.
Before this, you were already officially Bachelor, but now it's like a podcast takeover.
Officially,
I love it.
Unofficially, yeah. Bachelor pod.
I feel like you guys have been in the Bachelor family a little bit, you know, for a while with everything. Totally. And I know that I've been on your podcast. So the moment that I was the host or got announced as a co-host, I'm so excited. Now you're in the hot seat.
I know. Things get flipped.
Yeah. We're like cousins to the Bachelor, I feel like.
We're not immediate family, but like the dirty uncle. Yeah. The drunk uncle.
Let's go with the dirty uncle. I like family Thanksgiving's gonna be real fun.
Exactly.
I have to say, because I, you know, listen to you obviously each week, and so now to see you again in person and like have you here, it's so fun for both Michelle and I. I'm so happy that you said yes to this, because I'm sure you're crazy busy.
Asking. I know. I mean, we're happy you asked. Yeah.
And we will get into all things Bachelor, but to start it off, for any of our listeners who don't know either of you or really how Chicks in the Office got started, like, what was the evolution of that?
Take it away, Rhea. Okay. You know the story. You do it short and sweet.
I'll try to make it as quick as possible, but I started working at Barstool in 2016. I was 19 years old. I was going to school at FIT, and a friend of mine here, Glenn, I went to high school with him. He got an internship. I congratulated him. And he was like, they're actually looking for some women here, because they're the only woman at the time was our CEO, Erica. So they were like, we're trying to get some more women in here. I came in, interviewed.
Women.
Yeah, I know. I have a problem with the woman thing. Whatever. That's beside the point. Let me tell the story.
I did cue you up.
Yeah, you did. You did. And so I started interning at Barstool, and I was here for like 6 months, and I was doing some on-camera stuff, some off-camera stuff, just trying to get my hands on whatever it was that I could. And then Fran came in about 6 months after I did. And we were like the only two girls here. And we started hanging out on the couch because there wasn't a lot of desks.
Literally, the only Chicks in the Office.
Literally, that's where Chicks in the Office came from, because whenever a girl would come in the office, the guys would joke like, oh, there's a chick in the office. So we like took that name, and we just started bonding over pop culture, celebrities that we liked. And we would just sit on that couch and talk about it. And then from there, we were like, all right, let's try to do something together. Like, why not? There isn't any female shows here at all. There isn't anything really. They would talk about pop culture here and there, but not like a show focused on that. So we made an Instagram, and we started doing like 1 minute videos of the biggest topic of the day. And we would do that every single day. We built it up, and people started catching on to that. Like, people, you know, girls were loving it. We wanted to bring in like a female audience to Barstool. So that was happening. And then from the Instagram, Barstool got their own Sirius XM channel, and we have never had any radio experience. Like I said, I was 19. Where were you at the time?
22.
And we never radio experience at all. And they were like, all right, this channel starts in 2 weeks, and you guys are going to go on every single day and do a radio show on Sirius XM. So we started. No pressure. So we started doing that. We had
like, you guys have 2 weeks.
Yeah, like, two weeks to figure it out. We had no idea what we were doing, but we did it. We ended up doing it every single day. And then from the radio, they were like, why don't you guys do a podcast? And we thought, at the time, this was now 2017 or 2018. We're like, there's so many podcasts already. Like, it's not possible people are going to listen to our podcast. Started the podcast, and immediately people caught on to that. And we've been doing it ever since. And then we got the Snapchat show. So it was a crazy journey for us, considering we didn't really have that much experience going into it.
Episodes.
Yeah, and we added to do it once a week, the podcast, and we did it twice a week. Now we do three times a week.
Right. And we kind of have figured it out together, because like I said, we didn't have any radio experience or anything like that. And we just did it. We just figured out a way to make it work.
And here we are. I've always watched, and then I've always like watched, I've always watched The Bachelor, and I just sucked Rhea right into
it. They were like, you got to watch The Bachelor. You got to watch The Bachelor. And so I started watching The Bachelor, obviously. I think the first, I had watched Caitlin Bristow season before, and like some here and there, I would watch a couple episodes. But I think the first one that I watched at work was Ari's season. So sorry.
Dun, dun, dun.
So then obviously I got to know you.
Years from the beginning of Becca's journey.
Right, exactly. So there you go.
Have you guys actually, have you guys gotten in an argument? I'm dying to know. Like, how much time do you actually spend with each other?
Oh, every
day.
I mean, we are together
so much time.
We're together like 5 days out of the week, basically. And I mean, so we
people always also thought we were friends before. People think we're sisters. Mm-hmm, people think we've been best friends for years. Like, we met at work, but have grown into very much like a sisterly relationship. Where there have been plenty of times where we have snapped at each other and then we have to sit in silence for like 15 minutes and then we're like, I'm sorry I snapped at you. Okay, I'm just, there's a lot.
And I also think that we've both gotten better at communicating.
Definitely.
Like, I also think that I was 19. Like, I think I've grown up a little bit and have become a better communicator of how I feel about things. And I think we've gotten to know each other and how each other work a lot more. So it's easier to articulate how we're feeling. But we definitely have. But I think one time somebody asked us at our live show, like, how we've kept this friendship, because we've seen obviously people do podcasts and the friendship goes into flames. And we've been doing this now for we've known each other now for over 5 years. And she said it's because we're like family now. Like, we also our families are very similar. We both come from like Italian families. We have the same amount of siblings, and all the dynamics are the same. So I forgot exactly what your answer was. It was like, because we're family. Like, it's,
you don't,
it's
fuck
not
with family.
Yeah, you don't fuck with family. Like, it's nothing, no argument's gonna make us like not be friends anymore.
Right.
Waiting
right.
until Becca and I have our first argument. I feel like we're not arguers though.
You guys both have a little too much like Minnesota nice in you, because that there could be some the Minnesota nice, which is like the nice, but there's passive aggressiveness.
I was gonna say, what are you trying to say over there?
Minnesota is known to be passive aggressive. Well, and I think it helps. One thing, I mean, I'm jealous that you two are in studio recording daily together. I mean, I wish Michelle and I had that right now. It makes it tough because I'm on the road for tour, but I'm hoping one day we will be back in studio together. And I'm sure, I'm not hoping for the argument, but I'm sure it will come. Speaking of Minnesota, right before I had you both come on, I was giving our listeners a little background, and I was like, they are a hoot. And Michelle's like, you sounded so damn Minnesotan there. Have you ever been described as a hoot before?
Your boyfriend's dad described me as a hoot.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Really? It is a compliment.
Yeah.
It is a compliment. Have you heard of casserole? Or hot dish. Wait, no, we say hot dish. See, I've been in and out of Minnesota now. I'm already changing.
I don't know what that is. Is the hot dish a casserole?
Yeah, basically the same thing. Just Minnesota version.
I know what a casserole is.
Yes. I've never heard hot dish.
No, I've never heard hot dish.
Well, we'll make you a real Minnesota hot dish if you guys ever come to the Midwest. Taking it back to just like the origins of Chicks in the Office, I have to commend you and give kudos where they're due, because it's got to be so damn hard to make your way in such a male dominated world. And just like the fact that you solidified your place as these two young females, you know, like 19, it's crazy. I mean, I think that's incredible. And just, it's been so fun for me because I've been listening to you for years now, just to see how much you've grown. I have a question for Michelle quick, because Michelle, you were on their podcast during your season, right? Okay. And then I came to your studio. You probably don't even remember this.
Oh, I remember, but last time you guys were doing the live show, the Bachelor Live on stage, and we were talking about making Trent the Bachelor.
Which he does not want.
Which during that time, was he not did he not pull the luggage first on Pilot Pete season?
He did.
So okay, that was right after Ben and I came, I think. It all happened at the same time.
That
frame.
Was when he had his big moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was in New York. I mean, we were there years ago. And I remember at that time we were doing a full press tour and I was fangirling so hard because you two were the only ones who I like was really excited to meet that I knew. And so I was so nervous when I met you both. And so it's so funny that we've come full circle and I'm interviewing you both now. But I have to ask, since you're based in New York, the live tour will be there in a couple of days. Do you want to come?
What day?
That's a great question. April 2nd?
Oh, is that a Saturday?
Spot, Becca. April 2nd.
I'm here. Listen, if I can get someone. I'm about to pull an Eric Church.
Oh, UNC, dude.
I'm about to pull an Eric Church. It's the Final Four nights.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know if you guys heard. Sports or you guys bachelor? Heard this.
What do you.
I know. I don't know if you guys heard this story, but Eric Church is doing. He had a show on Saturday, Final Four night. He's a big Carolina basketball fan. He had a concert. He canceled the concert so that he could go watch the game.
Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. Seriously?
Wait, what are they even doing in that situation? Like, does everyone get refunded?
I don't know if they get refunded. I don't know if they have to reschedule the dates.
They can get tickets to a different show.
They're very upset. Oh, like, people are traveling. Like, the people who bought tickets, who bought flights, who bought hotels, like, they're pissed, rightfully so. But it was like, it's just funny. Wow. You know, Final Four, it's a big night.
Yeah, it is a big night.
who's the bachelor?
Damn.
I love that you guys changed it up where it's like bachelor people. I think that's really cool.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's been so fun. So for New York, it's Justin. So he's this week.
I love Justin.
And I mean, oh yeah, he's great. He's a natural. He is such a ham on stage. He truly belongs out there. So if you don't end up watching the Final Four, come, we'll get you tickets. But it would just be fun to see you. And speaking of tours, I know that you are headed out on the West Coast tour shortly. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
We're excited. Well, we can't talk much about it because we've come to learn we know nothing about the West.
I am so bad at geography.
You just embarrassed ourselves. All week long, just trying to act like we like know what the
I keep
the geography of
myself.
The West Coast is.
I was talking about Portland having the best lobster rolls, but I was thinking of Portland, Maine. We're not going to Portland, Maine. We're going to Portland, Oregon. I don't even know
Oregon,
if that's how you fucking
difference.
Pronounce it. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here, but it's oh, just
we're going
very
to all
excited.
Places
we're going
we've
to places
we've
never
been.
San
so
Diego,
so excited.
Scottsdale, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. Yes. The tickets are on sale, so you can go buy tickets. But we are East Coast people. We love the East Coast. Every time we go to LA, mm-hmm. we say, get us back to the East Coast. We don't want to be here. But we are very excited to visit these spots and meet the people here. And just, I think, like Fran said, we've never been to these places before. So just to get to experience
Becca,
these other places.
You're in Southern Cal now, right?
Yeah, so I was actually looking up your schedule because I was like, damn, if I can make it, I really want to go see you. You're there the very end of my tour, but you'll be in San Diego, I think, for your first stop,
it's our
right?
first show.
So I might send Thomas to bring you some really good recommendations for food, whatever you want. Like, he can be your tour guide for the day, but you'll have a blast. I've been to some of the cities and you will have so much fun.
We're really excited and we're looking forward to learning a lot from all these new places.
Is this the first time that you done a podcast tour
we
before?
We just did one last year for the first time and we did all we did places we knew we were going to be comfortable. Let's go to cities where we know if we bomb, they hopefully still love us. So we did Boston, Philly, Chicago, Nashville, and New York.
Do you have any embarrassing stories from when you were on tour? Like what was the hardest thing?
My least favorite place was Philly. And I've talked about that plenty of times before. I think here's the thing. I think that every crowd was awesome. I was not expecting the show out that we had. I was like blown away. I think I cried maybe at every stop afterwards. I will start tearing up right now. It really just sometimes when I think about it, where I'm like, people are paying money.
She cries very easily.
I do when I think about these things because I'm like, people are paying money to see us entertain them. Like the fact that I get to entertain people for a job is really, really cool and just makes me think whoa,
you know, sometimes you're like, how do I even deserve this? Am I even that entertaining? Like, what? Yeah. These people are paying this money. So it's just like a lot to take in every show. And I thought that the crowds really came out and it was so exciting to see. Do I think some crowds cooperated a little bit better than others? Yes. We went to Philly and it was the night of an Eagles game.
I will defend really, my Philadelphians. You couldn't, it was a Thursday night game. The Eagles were playing the Bucks.
You couldn't hear us on the stage. It was mayhem. It was chaos.
Yeah, I think it had to do a little bit with the venue. Like, it wasn't, they didn't have enough seats okay. for everyone, so there was like standing room in the back, and it just kind of got
over
a little,
300 people.
Got a little rowdy,
right? Over 300 people, they're screaming, they're yelling. Yeah. The great part about it was anything we said, they would go woo right after. So it was like, wow, we're getting really hyped up. But at the same time, we couldn't even like really put on the show that we were used to putting on. But besides that, I think that was really one of the only obstacles that we really faced. Besides that, I think everything went smoothly and I really enjoyed each spot. And I think each spot we went to had a different feel, but in a great way. Like they were all great in their own way. You know, just the restaurants we got to go to. My personal favorite, I think, besides New York, because I'm from New York and we live in New York and our families got to come to that show, which was really, really cool. Chicago really did it for me. Like, I thought Chicago was just awesome all the way through. Everything about it, like, was just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it probably helps. I mean, I was just in Chicago for one of our shows and the crowd there was incredible. It was so electric. And the fact that like you kind of feed off of the audience, I'm sure, like, you know, what hits, what works, what doesn't work. But like when they're boosting you up and the best is like when you say something and they laugh and you're like, oh, damn, I'm really funny. OK, it's fun when you can like get to know your crowds. I'm a little nervous because I do head to Philadelphia tomorrow. Oh, so now I'm worried.
You will be just
the Eagles aren't playing. So I think I'm going to be just fine. Like it was a, like Craig said, Thursday night game.
Extra.
It was at a bar. People were drinking for the game. They were, we had Zach come and he was hyping people up for the game. It was just all like Philly centric. And I think people were just excited for the game. Like, I think they used us as a pregame, which is fine.
Yeah.
And they're diehard fans, right? Like, I don't know much about sports, but I've heard that Eagles fans are like ride or die.
You're looking at one and I'm a psycho. So yeah, 100%.
It's not that I don't like football season, but football season Fran is a toss.
It's a different person.
It's a different kind of Fran. You never know what you're going to get.
Wait, she's come to watch games with my whole family, and she's just sat there like in silence. Like, are you guys like, what happened to any of your social cues? Like, you're acting like monsters.
I just have never seen her in that light. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But good for them.
I want to know what football season Fran is
a
like.
A monster.
Like, do you have an alter ego? Great time.
Yeah, she's I get very invested. I yell. I'm not a big yeller. I don't raise my voice. I talk loudly, but I don't like raise my voice often. And we'll yell. We'll really start yelling, pointing at the TV, cheering, leading. There's a few really great Philly bars in New York that I'll go watch games at. And in those environments, everyone just hypes each other up. So you're just like constantly, the energy is bringing you to the top.
Yeah,
feeding
the beast.
Exactly.
So if your team actually loses, are you like you're physically upset for a while? The next
day?
And
we record.
You're like, don't talk to me. You get to the office, you're like, don't talk to me.
We record on Sundays and for a show on Monday, our Chicks episode. And there have been tough loss games where I've like come into the studio and I'm just like, I'm in a bad mood. Let's get this over with.
Yeah. So then I'm watching the games.
I'm not working today.
So I'm looking at the games. I'm watching the score, like rooting for the Eagles now because I just don't want her to be upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that, Fran, you are a diehard Eagles fan, but what do you like more? Football or The Bachelor?
This is like Trent's. Do you like golf or The Bachelor more? I mean, football is my first love and it's what I've known my whole life. I wrote my college essay on being an Eagles fan. So I really,
Did you really know your college essay about being an Eagles fan?
Well, it was really more about like my relationship with my dad and how it's been connected through football, but it was football, mostly football.
But look at this relationship in front of
me.
That is
I know.
Because of The Bachelor.
So football is always my first love, but The Bachelor always has a special place in my heart. Even when it's pissing me off, I still love it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say our relationship formed through The Bachelor because...
Yeah.
Okay.
As I really had to like... Yeah. She wasn't an avid watcher. And I was like, you have to jump in and dedicate time to this because I know that there are so many people like me who are so invested and they want to hear us talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
Right.
This is work now.
Exactly.
This is work.
When you're like so invested in something, right? You're going to have your own opinions. You're going to be very opinionated at times. What is your take on this last season as The Bachelor, right? With Clayton as The Bachelor, how did you feel? Do you feel like you did a good job? Do you feel like, you know, obviously there were mistakes that were made, but what's your take on it?
Here's my thought. I really think that he went into this blindly. And I felt like he went through the journey as honestly as he possibly could, which meant that he really fucked up at some places. Because I do think that there are Bachelor and Bachelorettes where when the season's over, it's like, oh, they did a good job. There was nothing crazy. They kind of followed the rules. Like it was nothing, you know, they didn't break out too much. And for Clayton, it's like I felt like he really was authentically him, or else he probably would have tried to cover up some of the things that he did, if that makes sense, where he did try and do it to the best of his ability. I don't think he had anything to compare it to because he claims he didn't watch anything before doing it. And so it was a little bit of a train wreck, but sometimes those seasons are the best. Rhea would argue that those are the best seasons.
I do. I like the train wreck seasons because I'm interested in like the drama aspect of the show. And I think that's what keeps me hooked.
Like P and Hannah are Rhea's favorite seasons.
P and Hannah Brown seasons are my favorite because of how chaotic they were. Mm-hmm. And I know people will really disagree with that because they'll be like, those were terrible. But I enjoyed how chaotic they really were. But for this season, I don't think Clayton's a bad guy. And I think that that's where people get confused sometimes, where they will just label somebody as a bad person just because they made some mistakes. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we join in and we're like, you messed up. And we're telling Clayton himself, like, we didn't agree with any decisions you made. But I think that sometimes, and you guys could probably agree from being on the show yourselves, that when people watch this show, they tend to forget and not put themselves in the position of the person, the lead or the contestant. Like they don't think about it in an aspect of like, if I was in his position, or
you wouldn't be perfect.
You wouldn't be perfect. Or like, hey, what if a camera followed you around 24/7? They would pick up on some things that other people would watch and be like, I don't like that person's doing that. And so people who comment on this show think they're perfect. And I think that's what gets me going. And then I end up taking the side of the person that everyone's mad at because I'm like, it just doesn't make sense to me that somebody can get labeled as like a terrible person for some mistakes. Like, yeah, let's talk about the mistakes, but then also point out, like, I think he's a nice guy. Like, I don't think Clayton's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's such an odd situation that I feel like I kind of compare it. I was talking to one of my friends the other day and I compare it to like the viewers to like when you're watching the Olympics, right? So like the Olympics come on and you watch, you know, for a little bit. And then within like, you know, 20 minutes, you are the, like you're sitting on your couch, but you are the expert.
You're the athlete.
One of the judges.
Ski jump it is.
I became an expert in gymnastics at this
like,
Winter Olympics.
You are the expert. And it's like, that's, you know, I think when we're watching these shows and we get so invested with them, it's like you're sitting on the couch and you're like, oh, I would have done this. They should have done this. And it's just like, it's so hard to relate.
You don't know unless you're in the position. And I think even just in daily life, not even on The Bachelor, I think that people can learn from that too. When you like think, my friend did this or somebody did that. And you're so quick to judge. And even I've caught myself judging people. And then I'll take a step back and be like, well, what would you have done? And like, you're not perfect. Everybody does things where you.
And who can say, like, what person can say every fight I've had, I've done it with grace and elegance and I was articulate and got my point across. Like, that doesn't happen
for everyone.
And people, there's sometimes you get into a fight or an argument and you look like a dickhead.
Yes.
And then that's just what happens.
Right. I said this on one of the podcasts. I don't know what season it was on, if it was this one or if it was your season, Michelle, where I was like, why? Because people throw out like the buzzwords now, like gaslight, toxic, right? Like everyone's like, they throw out these words, and I don't think they learn the words. So now they think they're just throwing it out there like it's nothing. And I'm like, do you think you've never done that in a fight? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think you've never gaslit somebody before? Because you probably have. Like, I think everyone has before, not meaning to do so. So I like you said, like nobody's perfect in a fight. You're always,
not always right.
You're trying to win the fight. So you're going to, you know.
Yeah. And I think like especially in recent seasons, because I've been watching for a bit, like I started watching with my roommate back in college. But it seems like in recent seasons, maybe it's because of social media, like the leads are put on a pedestal and they're not expected to do anything wrong. Like, obviously, they're supposed to be like America's most eligible bachelor when they are named the lead. But now it's like they can't fuck up at all.
And it's sad to think that a lead could potentially, because the outside voice when the show is over is so loud, that while you are filming, could be looking at the guys or the girls and be like, do I keep this person? I have stronger feelings for someone else, but I just feel like the public is going to really like this person. And like, if I send them home, are people going to be mad at me instead of just kind of going with their gut?
What your heart wants.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, even just like from, you know, being like the most recent bachelorette, when you're in that situation, some of the best advice was just that you really do have to not try to like calculate every single move, because if you're constantly trying to think about what the public is, you know, going to think about this in 2 months when it airs, like you take your head out of the game. But it's so much easier said than done, because you don't want to make the wrong move. You're like, how is this going to come off? How is this going to be perceived? And the funny part about all of that is like, you don't have control over that part. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like you have
kudos to you guys.
Like, have some sense of just whatever you do, you are the one that has to live with it. So stick with like who you are. But it's so easy to lose. It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll be firmly sitting in our viewer seats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Throw yourself in Bachelor in Paradise. Let's go. Let's just really combine our worlds together.
Be a bartender with Wells for an episode. We would something love like to that. Do that.
You think, you know, the amount of times we've pitched ourselves to Robert Mills to like just host a date on any of the shows.
And he always teases us and he makes it seem like it's going to happen and it doesn't.
Yeah. And it never happens.
Like, one date. Listen, Bachelor you know in Paris, who cares? We'll pay for it. We'll show up.
You know who else keeps trying to pitch herself is this one. So if you're doing it, I'm doing it with you. I'm piggybacking off of you both. So you said your favorite seasons have been either Pilot Pete's or I love that I still call him Pilot Pete. Pilot Pete or Hannah. I know it's we actually talk about Pilot Pete in our show. We have a game and that's how we refer to him as. So I think that's why I do it. But who has been your favorite or most interesting person from Bachelor Nation that you've had on your podcast?
I mean, I think there's been a few people that have come on who like maybe we did form opinions on based on the show. And then those opinions changed from actually having a real conversation with them. Probably Nick is the the biggest one.
Nick.
Like, we love to make fun of Nick Vial. Like, we were like, oh, this guy, like, what?
Oh my God, I made fun of him constantly.
Yeah, we did, after watching him on all the shows, and, you know, he's been on our podcast a couple times, we've done his show, and we're just like, this, you know, he is a good guy.
Yeah.
And I would just like, having an actual conversation with people is always different.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of not for a lead.
Everyone else is honestly like every single time we're like, oh, that person was great.
I also don't want to mistaken where like people think I like Pilot Pete. Like I liked his season because it was chaotic. Like I'm not a Pilot Pete fan.
Yeah.
Like I want that on.
Gotcha.
I want that on record because I am
the chaos.
No Pilot Pete fan, and I think our listeners know that. Yeah. But I think not a lead, but a contestant, Kit Keenan. I think had some assumptions about her like going into the show and they're like, she's so young and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's come on our show and she's always so complimentary of us. And I think that she's really sweet and cool. And I thought she was great after she came in.
Well, she got so much flack for just her age in general. People are like, she's going to be so immature. But like, we've had her on our podcast and she had to grow up very fast. I think just living in the scene that she does in New York, that she came across so mature to me that I did not expect it. And I was like, she's actually grown
that's
woman.
The same takeaway.
She has such an old soul too. And I mean, even when us girls were in the house and things like that, just you, if someone didn't tell you how young she was, you would have no idea. And we always joked about, you know, she would go on, Kit would go on these power walks every single morning, like in like this like vicinity that we can go on because we were in a bubble still. And like, we called them her grandma power walks because she'd put her hood on. She'd have her like socks, her sneakers, her sweats, and then she'd carry her little weights and she was just in her zone. And so,
I keep forgetting you were with her on Matt's season. I keep forgetting you were on Matt's season too, by the way.
I also forgot that.
Okay, well, so we know that you don't like Pilot Pete as a person. If you both could be on any season, though, whose would it have been?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh. There's not one Bachelor that I would choose to go on this season. No, I have to be completely honest. Like, and maybe because I haven't watched enough. I've seen Pilot Pete's, I've seen Ari's, I've seen Matt James, and I've seen Clayton's. What am I missing one?
And
guys.
You watched, did you watch Nick's?
No, I didn't watch Nick's.
Oh.
Because he was before so, Ari.
Pete? So out of the ones I've seen, I would never choose any of them.
What Bachelorette season?
I would say
Hannah Brown's.
Mine's Ben Higgins. I would have gone on Ben. I love Ben Higgins. I've always been Higgins, a big Ben Higgins fan.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelorette?
I said Hannah Brown because I liked the guys from her season.
Super fair. I mean, I'm trying to think of, I like JoJo's season a lot and the guys from JoJo's season and Caitlyn's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like Michelle probably had the best
Michelle's
cast,
was great
but
too.
I would pick it.
Yeah.
They were great. They were, we actually
those
had,
boys all vibe, so I feel fun. Like too. They're all, all their their big parties they were just having for
it seemed like you got a group
Roddy's
of,
birthday
of way more mature guys.
Right.
Oh, yes. She did. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yes. They're good people. There were so many good guys that were on my season with all of that. And no, it's been funny to just kind of watch them, you know, all like truly get to know each other now that they're outside of this. But so you've interviewed so many people. If you could have somebody that you could have on your podcast that you haven't had, like, do you have a dream goal of who you want to be on your podcast?
In Bachelor Nation or just in general?
Let's do outside of Bachelor Nation.
I mean, our number one is Harry Styles. Yes. By far. That is dream guest.
Wow.
Wait, you guys, guess whose tour bus I'm living on right now?
What?
Harry Styles.
Oh my God.
We got the bus.
Wait, why would you tell me that?
That's why, come hang out with me in New York. Come on the bus.
I would lick the floor. I would.
But, well, I don't know if you want to do that. It's been very muddy out here. But I have to say, it smells a little bit like
cigarettes. Yeah, I mean,
cigarettes.
Come on.
So
but
isn't that
a little sexy because you know it's Harry Styles?
Come on. It's a little rock and roll vibe. I feel like, though, I'm like, I got a sage back here because I don't know, like, what groupies were coming on this bus
you
back
you know what
here,
kind of energies were entering that bus. But I will say, it depends on the who's smoking the cigarette. And if Harry Styles is smoking the cigarette, I'm into it.
Was it Harry Styles?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing him in like a deep V with like some necklaces with like a little locket out the
God.
Window.
I think like
it's a weird
any
vision.
Of the Kardashians.
Any of the Kardashians we take.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, just because obviously so Justin Bieber, but we also have a backstory with him. Like I think that would be funny.
Quite literally any
really major. Miley Cyrus.
Speaking of.
Obviously.
Speaking of Kardashians and Jenner, how do you feel about did you see the exchange between Caitlyn Jenner and Lady Gaga at the Oscars? Funny. I'm seeing a new barista. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that Lady Gaga just doesn't want to be hanging out with Caitlyn Jenner. And she's like, I'm going to a different Starbucks.
I saw her response in her face and I was like, oh, Gaga.
Yeah, it's just
like
the classic person speaking to you that's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while, and to not be like, yeah, you know, maybe I didn't like the crowd at the last Starbucks I was at.
They kept writing my name wrong on the damn cup.
Yeah, that's just, it was just, and to even like have the balls or the guy, like to even ask Lady Gaga, like, why aren't you coming to my Starbucks? And like, I haven't seen you in a while. It's like, all right, yeah, relax. Okay, relax, Caitlin.
I also so can't picture Lady Gaga at a Starbucks. I feel like she's more of like a niche coffee house.
True. She is like someone brewing her own personalized coffee.
I would assume so. Yeah. Her mm-hmm. mansion.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want.
Exactly. She has someone.
You just want the chain stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to get into our game, but one last Bachelor question before we wrap this up, because I know that you two are so busy. How do you feel about the dual Bachelorette season that's going down right now?
Originally, I'm excited now. Originally,
and nervous. Like,
first reaction was, bad idea. They were just fighting over Clayton, whatever. Yeah. Then I was like, you know what, though? I love a little change up. I love a little idea of some drama, but I don't want, because I really like them both, and I don't want them to end up fighting over a guy that's like, I hope they have different guys set for them, or I hope that the guys don't fuck them over and it's like they end up with one and they want to switch to the other. Like, I think that they have a great friendship. I think that they've created from this season. Mm-hmm. I think we've all seen that. And I don't want their friendship to be tested with some guys, because I think then that's going opposite of what these two deserve after what happened this season.
Yeah, it's, and you know, I think we both had the same reaction first, because we're all still scarred from what they did at the beginning of Caitlin's season, when they tried to do, like, it's obviously going to be a different format than that, because that went so poorly when it was like, vote for who you want to be the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. And so this is, that was our first thought. But yeah, you just hope, like, even no matter, like, the girls can still be so close and understanding, where if Gabby's with some guy and the guy's like, I kind of want to get to know Rachel, like, I know they seem strong enough to be like, that's not Rachel's fault. Like, Gabby's not going to be mad at Rachel for that. But it's just, it always pulls a little bit. But honestly, we don't know what, maybe you guys don't, we don't know what the format is. Like,
we don't know either.
Is it split guys for each girl? Is it 30 guys for both girls? Like, we have no idea.
It's going to be interesting. I'm intrigued. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Like, the success percentage might go up.
Exactly. Like, odds of 30 guys and one girl working, like, you had another girl, odds are probably better that all 30 of those guys, like, might not like just one of them, but.
True.
To have two, it could be split, you know, you also never know. So.
Yeah. Even when they announced, like, my first reaction, because, I mean, I came from, we had two back-to-back seasons of Bachelorette. And so when we first were told, or at the AFR, we're like, two Bachelorettes. And I'm like, wait, are we dating the same people? Because that would be awful. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. But so when they announced this, I was still in the mindset that it was two separate seasons. So I was like, this is so awesome. And then I was like, once I started seeing and like hearing things, I'm like, oh, wow, this is going to be interesting. Yeah. So it's definitely going to be like your chaotic, dramatic season.
Yeah, definitely. And we were glad for also just for one season, just because it has felt very saturated. We love the show. We love watching.
Yes.
But it has been nonstop January to December for the last year and a half plus of multiple Bachelorette seasons, Bachelor in Paradise, where I think everybody maybe needed like a little bit of a cool off. So,
a breather.
Before Bachelorette comes back. You got to give us a little bit of a chance to miss it.
Yes. Which we will.
Exactly.
Totally.
Give us something to long for. I said the same thing.
Once we are waiting till, I think it's July, I think, when we're going to get Bachelorette, we'll all be so excited for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need, everyone needs a break. I think the crew needs a break, everything. But, all right, we have reached the point, ladies and gentlemen, where we have to play a game here on Bachelor Happy Hour, because you know we love them. So we're basically going to be doing a round of rapid fire questions. You both can answer them, but it's all Bachelor style. So it's going to be easy. So, for example, I'll start it off. Who is your Bachelor Nation crush?
Oh, I know the answer, but I also don't want to be disrespectful. It's Grocery Store Joe, but I love Serena.
is that disrespectful?
No, it is, because
I love them as a couple.
If you base it from the show. From watching the show, I was like, oh my God, I love Grocery Store Joe. But then I was like, I love Serena too. I want them to be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So if we're gonna if we're gonna go with that, then I'll go Zach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
you kind of answered this earlier, but your favorite season. I know that we threw Pilot Pete in there.
I think favorite Hannah's season? Is mine.
I'm gonna go Hannah, yeah. I thought she was a great bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I really did. Okay. I just think we got a lot of like the cast of characters from that season. Yeah. And I remember
has gone the distance.
Going into
Tyler season.
Yeah. I remember going into Hannah's season, not being excited about Hannah Brown. I think because everyone was like, does she, because remember they were joking around. She didn't know how to speak.
She went
home. And then when we saw it, I thought she was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is the most iconic moment in Bachelor Nation for you?
It's got to be Barb. Like, that was insane.
Yes.
Like, that was crazy.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if that's iconic. I don't know how to describe it besides being one of the craziest things we've seen, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, truly. I mean, it was with a pair, for goodness sake.
Becca, I really hate to do this, but I think the end of Ari's season is my most, like, what the fuck is happening?
Right. Jesus. That one was nuts, too.
Mine, too. Mine, too, girlfriend. Okay. That's all I said. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's what we were all thinking. Favorite limo entrance of all time?
Gosh. There's so many. I'd have to go, like, recent. I liked the anybody that comes. I think it's just because recent, it's fresh in my brain. I've liked the sending someone on a tiny car and then sending someone in a big car, like the firefighter, sending someone on a tiny fire truck and then the giant fire truck. And then any people like I like a good dirty joke. Come with a good like I liked Gabby's sit on your face joke.
Oh yeah, that was
good. Yeah. I like a dirty joke.
That was good.
Yeah. The corny ones I can always do without.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about costumes? This isn't even part of our game. Do you like the costumes?
I've always thought like a lot of times the costumes aren't necessarily maybe the person's choice.
I think it's unfair.
Or like are given an idea. But yeah, like the guy in the box, who did that? James, right? The guy? Yeah. So James. It's like when you're stuck in a box the whole time, that's funny.
But Rodney... The apple.
Yeah.
Like it did pay off.
That is
for
true.
Him,
yes.
Right? I feel like he's still going strong with that.
Oh, yeah. For his birthday, that's all he got was like apple juice and apples and shit.
If you can make it your brand, power to you. Yeah.
Hey.
Rodney's actually coming out with his own brand of apples, everyone.
I'm going to be like seeing him at the grocery store sponsorship.
Yes. Good old Trader Joe's. All right, Michelle, you want to take the next one?
Yeah, of course. Who is the most underrated contestant?
Should we give our friend Dylan?
I was thinking the same thing.
We'll say Dylan.
Yeah.
You know, Dylan and
Barber. Dylan Barber.
Dylan Barber.
And that's solely just because he's our pal and he's going to love a moment.
I do think Dylan can be a menace on the internet, but in real life, I think he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he lives in San Diego, so you head out there, hit him up. He'll be out there. Who is one couple that you really thought would make it?
I'll let you answer
this. Oh, this is an intense question. Oh my God.
Damn it.
You answer.
Oh, I mean, I have a bunch. I think Caitlin and Sean were my first one where I had always felt like that would work. Now, obviously, like Caitlin and Jason are amazing, so it all works out. But
you know,
Tayshia and Zach.
You were pining for them.
I wanted them to work so badly. They were afraid to tell me that, like, when the rumors started to come out that there's problems, they were afraid to tell Fran that there's problems. I was rooting really, really hard for those two. Yeah. What about you? Do you have one?
Wait, who's a couple?
I don't have a lot.
Rhea
of faith
kind
in
of yeah. Rhea just assumes
not like that, but like it's not like when it works out, I'm like that's great, but I'm not like oh my God, they're all gonna last forever.
Who do you think this is so bad? Who's a couple that's currently together that you don't think will work out?
No, no, please don't. Say
oh no, that. No, wow. No, we're definitely not gonna you. Say Michelle.
a couple
that's together. I'm trying to think of maybe.
Oh, what's his name? Anna and Chris Bukowski.
Okay, the Chicago. Yeah.
All right.
They just announced they were together, right?
They're probably it's not brand new, but I think they've just made their public announcement.
That's a safe answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. So, who are you dying to see on Paradise?
I really want to see Teddy on Paradise. Mm-hmm. I really want to see. I'm trying to think of the other. I want to see Serene on Paradise.
Maybe Brandon.
Brandon.
From Rodney.
I would love to see. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to like think past the seasons that you just watched. I'm like, when they come up with other people, I feel like they could always jump back into past seasons, but I'm sure.
Get Shanae sure, on like, there. Just
I was gonna
some
say,
drama.
I'm sure Shanae is gonna be there.
Oh yeah,
I'd be shocked if she's not.
Yeah, she will.
One of the Michelle, I'm trying to think of like the guys that caused issues on your season. There is the one, but he's got a girlfriend now.
There wasn't a pizza
Martin.
Guy.
Oh, Peter, the pizza
yes,
guy.
Yes,
Peter Martin.
Peter and pizza.
Who else is it? Jamie.
Jamie has a girlfriend though now, right? Or am I making that up?
Does he?
Oh, Martin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to see any more of them. No offense.
I'm hoping for
Teddy. Last.
No. Who did Brandon love? Serene. I think I felt like he was.
Yeah.
He was posting all those stories during Clayton season, like rooting. It was. It's. Mm-hmm. It felt like he was like, I'm rooting for her, but I also don't want Clayton to pick her.
You know what's so interesting is now that I'm on tour with some of these guys that are like the Bachelor for the week, I'll talk to them and be like, would you ever consider going on Paradise? Like, you know, where's your head at? And a lot of them, they're considering it. But now they're like, well, people have gone on Instagram like Brandon and have like basically called dibs on people. So they're like, all the girls are spoken for. And I'm like, that is bullshit.
Yeah.
You make your own rules. You'll meet them. Mm-hmm. Just don't go in with a girlfriend.
Yeah,
ahead of time.
Just don't plan it together.
Exactly. Don't have anything in cahoots before you come on that beach. But okay, last one for the game. Who is somebody that you would like to see be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette?
I'm trying to think of. I do think it would be, and this is not a specific person, but I do think it would be interesting, and I feel like people will disagree with this. To have somebody that's like really hated as the Bachelor or Bachelorette, like a
Shanae.
Villain, right? Because it's like people will hate watch it,
yes.
And then they'll end up love watching it. Like they'll be like, "This is terrible, but also awesome at the same time."
But yeah, because it's like you don't want to, you have to watch. Like you have to know what's happening, even if it's like uncomfortable. Like
they always pick people that everyone likes or most people like. So it's like, what if they switch it up and they're like, we're gonna put a villain on here?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
and that would be interesting because then as the lead,
you get a good edit most of the time. So maybe we would all.
You would probably get a good edit.
Okay.
And then they would know what it feels like.
Is that what you just?
Oh, they'd get people. They would get people.
Yeah.
People want screen time. They would for sure.
And I also think
people.
I don't know if they'd get a love story. Though.
I think sometimes you could go on without knowing who the lead is.
Oh, you know who's definitely also going to be on Paradise? I feel like Aaron's going to go back. And Aaron and James as a combo. Because I feel like that whole drama that we got right at the end for the after show stuff with Shanae trying to be like Genevieve.
Oh yeah.
And Aaron, blah blah blah, hooked up. Like I feel like they got.
But then I feel like James is gonna get sad and jealous. So we got to find somebody for James too. You know, if his boy's dating her.
It's
gonna be interesting.
And sometimes I don't know if they'll do it again. If they'll ever do it again with the concept of bringing in a Bachelor or Bachelorette that people haven't watched on a previous season. But I do like that sometimes when they mix it up. I know, you know, they did it with Matt, even though whatever he was like supposed to be on Claire's season, but that didn't happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, before we let you guys go, we are going to do our Rose and Thorns of the week. And so let us know what you thought was your best moment of the week and what the messiest or the most chaotic. Becca, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Well, I'm trying to think if I want to do this for myself personally or like skew it into like pop culture and reality TV, but so for me, I would say the rose is probably just still doing this tour and
having the opportunity to meet some really great people and be in some really cool cities. And my thorn is being away from my doggies. Mm. I cry every night because I miss them so much.
They are cute dogs. I have
probably very
That's
cute.
It. Okay. Michelle, what about you?
Yes. I would say my rose would be women's Final Four is in Minnesota. And so, or was going to be in Minnesota by the time this airs. But just being able to like do all these different events and motivational speaking and all these things that I love doing. My thorn would be that I actually ate a dog treat the other day because I was so tired. And I walked in the house and I grabbed like a handful of like peanut M&Ms like in this jar and I put it in my pocket, my winter coat pocket. And then I forgot about it. And later on, I went and took one out, but it was like Chief's dog's treats because like we went on a walk or whatever. Popped it in my mouth and it like took me a hot second to figure out
what
just
happened. Was it tasty? What did it taste like?
like I don't know, dog food tastes like
beef jerky,
like,
kind of,
you know? Yeah, no bad beef jerky, but like the worst part of it all was that is when I realized what had happened, I was so grossed out, but I didn't spit it out. I like choked it down. I was like, no, gosh.
It's like you're back on the show and they make you do some weird shit
eating competition. Yeah. Not the best. All right.
What about you two?
My rose, I think, is the new logo and everything that for Chicks in the Office.
Yeah, we just debuted a bunch.
Because
good plug.
Yeah, good plug.
What?
Good plug.
I'm naming with a.
I know. We got new merch. We got new logo.
You laughed at me like that was crazy.
No, I thought that was great. And I have black hair in the logo, and I don't have black hair. And when I had black hair, I was going through a very depressing time. Yes. So I'm very happy that we changed the logo to now my hair color now, which is my favorite hair color.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And my thorn would be Ubers. I really need to stop taking them when I don't have to. I need to just get on the train.
They're so expensive now.
And bad in New York. Sitting in traffic makes my head fucking spin.
We had an Uber driver try and buy weed off the street.
Yeah, Uber driver tried buying weed off the street, which that's fine by me. Yeah. But I just, Ubers in general, like I have to take the train when I can.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
What was my rose this week? I had a nice time. I went to see a Broadway show. I feel like that's always a great
good night.
I went to see Billy Crystal's new show on Broadway, which was really cool. And obviously like it's Billy Crystal. So it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was with, you know, people that I really liked. So that was great. And thorn. What is my thorn of the week? It's honestly been it's been a pretty good week, but
I know.
My thorn. It definitely is. We have been really busy this week, which is good. It feels like we've accomplished a lot. I will say though, we are traveling a lot coming up, and I was just looking at my schedule ahead and I don't have like really too much time. My parents are in Florida now, so I don't see them. So I'm like, oh, I don't know when the next time I'm going to see my parents is. Like, it's going to be potentially more months. And I normally see them often. So I feel like very on par with like missing the dogs. That's kind of very similar.
Missing the fam. Well, maybe they'll go out to catch your West Coast tour.
I asked.
Yeah.
Doubtful. No, they're traveveling.
Well, Michelle will be there.
They're traveling on their own, actually.
Yeah,
I'll fill in the role. Yeah. Maybe I can bring my mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Michelle and Nate will be our parents.
Yeah.
We got you. Cheer extra loud. Well, Rhea, Fran, thank you both for being here. It was so much fun to see you both again. Come back anytime. And, you know, we're going to work on getting you a little hosting date or bartending in paradise if we can.
We would love that.
Everybody. And I'll let you plug this, actually. So tell all of our listeners where they can find you on social and where they can listen to Chicks in the Office.
Chicks in the Office on Instagram, Chicks in the Off on Twitter, because the name's too long. Then my personal Instagram is just my full name, which is Maria Chiffo.
Same with me.
Yeah.
Francesca.
C-I-U-F-F-O.
Yeah. By the way. Francesca Mariano. You can listen to Chicks in the Office wherever you listen to podcasts, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We also have the group chat, which is our Snapchat show, which you can subscribe to on Snapchat. We do that Monday through Friday. And you can YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube, Chicks in the Office on YouTube. And that's where we do our Cutting Stems live after show after every episode of the best of any Bachelor franchise show.
And you could go back and watch those because they're still up. And thank you guys so much for having us on. This was really fun.
Of course. Thank you. Come back anytime.
Oh, we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
That was so much fun. I love them. I'm a fan. I've listened to them for a while, ever since I met them years ago. And it's just such a blast having fellow podcasters on. And the fact that they paved their way through like Barstool Sports, this very male dominated force. It's just fun to have women like that on. They're such a blast. I'm really bummed I can't see their West Coast tour.
I know. I really got to figure out a way to make it, just because it seems like it'd be so entertaining. And even now more so after interviewing them and chatting with them, they are quite a hoot, as you would say. I don't think that's going to be your signature line now. There's no going back, Becca.
Hoot. Oh my gosh, the Minnesota. You can take the girl out of Minnesota, but you can't take the Minnesota out of the girl.
Our podcasters are going to be like, stop.
We're just going to be like, Minnesota. Oh, you betcha, Michelle.
Hey,
oh, cute.
How about that?
I was actually telling everyone on my tour bus like different Minnesota phrases, and they will not shut up about like making fun of me now. But whatever. I own it. I'm proud of where I came from. It has been so much fun. Thank you for another great week, Michelle. I love having you on. But a huge thank you also to all of our Bachelor Happy Hour listeners. We couldn't be here without you. And one more final shout out to Rhea and Fran. Such a blast. So thank you both again.
Yes. And make sure to hit us up on social. You can follow us at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram. And then from there, you'll be able to find everything you need to know to follow us on Twitter and TikTok.
And don't forget, Bachelor Happy Hour is available on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Amazon Music or wherever you listen. And you can listen to us ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Thank you, everyone, and we will see you next week.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.